So get on board. Long dick stuff.
These, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, this your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
Okay. All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to all my dogs out there. It's the man mindset. We're going to... just doing something quick. It was something I saw, and I wanted to chop up some game with you off after listening to Kevin Hart and Jay-Z talking. So we want to welcome you all to the show. What's up, everybody? How y'all are doing? Trying to get all this stuff moved around in my office, trying to change things up, and all this stuff, so I apologize for the mess. But I wanted to say what's up to y'all guys. It's the man mindset. The thing about this show that's so beautiful. Wait, let me see if y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me? Because usually I'll be like, yo, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. Okay, we're good. So, gentlemen, this is a show right here that is 100% authentic. We bring everything in-house. I just want to make sure we let you guys know that. Also, we want to say thank you to all the dogs out there. The Me Pill community. Shout out to you guys out there, all my Me Pill community guys out there who are all about individuality. Shout out to you guys. Go ahead and like, subscribe, share, hit the notifications of the thing. All you other guys out there, if you want to learn game, go ahead, get your car. Amazon, Michaels, Hobby Lobby, does not matter. Go and get your puzzle piece and start the process of learning how to communicate with yourself by getting your puzzle pieces. Like, guys, the lines are open and all this other stuff. Going home, dumping the pieces out, putting them together, throwing the box away, and beginning the process of learning game. Also, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we say to all you guys, special shout out to all my dogs out there, the guys that broke the record right here, the 323 that broke the record. All they say right there, 323 that broke the record. Want to give those guys an extra shout out. What's up, guys? Shout out to you guys. Appreciate you guys. And appreciate everybody that's sitting into the show, guys. Let's get a little bit deep here. We're going to be spending some game with this shit. So, we want you guys to do is go ahead and get your notebooks out. That's one thing we always ask that you do is get your notebooks out, ask questions. If you don't know anything or you don't understand something, just go ahead and ask. If you have a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered. This is a show that does that. Chop up game the way we do. So, gentlemen, we want to access things in your mind that nobody else is accessing to give you an advantage over the game. And that's what we're doing, working on your fingerprint, guys. The man mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. And like we always say, we're going to get it because I appreciate all my dogs out there. Everybody out there, man. Get all you guys out there. So let's get it, man. Let me switch over my music. Guys, lines are open if y'all have questions. Let me switch my music over. Okay, so here I am. I'm working early in the morning. And I saw this, you know, I'm an avid. I love watching Shark Tank. I love watching Shark Tank. I love the mindset of the game on Shark Tank. I was watching Kevin Hart on Shark Tank. I was like, God damn, you know, I was loving this shit. And then I got this, you know, after you watch something, you usually get another video to watch that same person. So it's like Kevin Hart and Jay-Z sitting down. I was like, wow, okay. Wonder what this shit is about. So I started watching it, and I was like, oh, shit. I wasn't going to even do a show today, but I, you know, I had a great interview with my dog Dre, and I was like, you know what? Damn, man. I mean, the shit they were saying was so deep and so tied into the game that I had to do a show, gentlemen. I had to do a show, dog. The shit they were talking about was so deep. I had to do a show on game. Because so many of you guys don't understand the depth and game, and it's not, we're not talking about the money side, but we're going to take the stuff that they're saying, and we're going to break game down to you, because the stuff that they were saying had a lot of depth to it. So what we're doing today, so we don't get kicked off, we're not going to show any videos, but I'm just going to play the audio, all right? We're not showing any videos. We know what happened last time we showed videos. They were like, no, you can't show no videos at all, son. So we're not going to show videos. We're going to show audios. I'm gonna play this. We're going to stop it, pause it, and chop it up. Go back, listen to it, yada, all that stuff. So let me go ahead and turn down the volume so we can start listening to this. This is deep, man. It's a lot of depth in here. And we're going to talk about it from every side. We're going to talk about it from being a black man. We're going to talk about it from a learning game. We're going to talk about every side. There's a lot of depth in this, because what they're discussing is stuff that you're not going to find in your history books. And they're discussing, and then we're talking about game as in your mindset as well. So all this stuff is going to play a role as well. Even though they're talking about things that's going on in the world, we're going to still take those worldly things and also tie it in the game, okay? So let's go ahead and get into what they were saying without further ado. Let me go ahead and go back. Let me get into it, and then we'll pause. So here we go, guys. Check this out. Listen.
I hope that at the end of this journey, you need to understand what the opportunities are, where the real wealth lives and lies. Like, there's been a significant, you put us in these situations, and you handcuffed us.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it behind our back, and we still made a way.
All right, listen to what he's saying. This is what he's saying. He's talking about, okay, so for a lot of y'all guys that y'all are new, you know, a lot of people think game originated, I don't know, somewhere in a corporate office or some shit. But what you'll see is a lot of these guys out here, they take so much from those that created the beauty of game. They take so much from it. And you guys have to understand, if you learn your history, you know that we, as black men, were always not even seen as men, but we still had ways to communicate. And what people don't understand, the way we communicated with each other, it rolled into song, dance, tribal beats, jive talk. It formed from jive talk through the 70s through Dolomite, and through the 70s from Dolomite to rap, and from rap to game and smoothness and hustlers, players, ballers, max, all these things. If you look at that, they've always taken from us, but I'm going to not just talk about what has been taken from us who had game and have been taking that shit. They have taken game and they have tailor-made it to be tricks and gimmicks and lies and deception and crying and bitching and moaning. But I'm going to play the rest of the clip because I'm not here to talk about the outside. We're not going to talk about the I do's. We're going to talk about the I am's in this. But I want y'all to listen to what he's saying. This is very important. I want y'all to listen to this. Listen to this.
I hope that at the end of this journey, you need to understand what the opportunities are, where the real wealth lives and lies. Like, there's been a significant, you put us in these situations and you handcuffed us.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it behind our back and we still made a way.
Now, wait on, let me stop right there. And let me say something to y'all guys. Listen to this. This is very important. I'm not talking about the I do as in what has happened in the real, how people were taken from black communities and making it their own. Even the PUAs don't even realize that bullshit called the game was stolen from us. The word was stolen from us, not all that fucking jargon. But here you think. And let's talk internally about what they're saying, but what is being taken from you. Every day, you don't realize the world is trying to take from you. Every day, you don't realize that you have YouTubers trying to declaw you, defang you, and try to take you away from your name. You have your mind trying to take you away from your name. You have your thoughts on women trying to take you away from your name. So it's just not on the outside of things that are being taken. But what I am saying to you is that you are being taken internally. But let's listen to that. Now, we're going to get deep here tonight, but I want y'all to listen to this. Here we go.
We still, you guys took the music, took the drums, we beat on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you stole the, you made like blackface, we created soul music. You gave us scrap, we made soulful. Mm-hmm. Like everything that was presented to us, we made a way.
All right, see, okay, now let me show you something. Now, we're talking about maternally, not externally, but that is true. Black people have always been seen as less than, and we've always made a way. And now the way is the way now, because now hip-hop is taken all the way over. But I'm talking about your mindset today. I'm talking about as men. There were times, even before the internet, guys, where... Yeah, for those that came above the boat, I will never say that you had hardships. For those that came below the boat had much harder hardships than you. But yes, they were always slaves in different races and creeds, so there's always been slavery. But through the hardships and through the tough times, the men realized the worth and value of the name that they carried to pass that name on to their sons. You, your great-great-great grandfathers. All of you. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter. Somewhere maybe down your line, maybe a relative of yours was a slave somehow, some way, but things have been taken to you. But here's the thing. Regardless of how the life gave you and took things from you, men always found a way because men were the way. It doesn't matter what color you are. I'm just telling, that's what we're talking about today, part of the game. It was making way of this, okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out here is that even in your mind, when you're beaten down and you can't find a way, as a man, you make a way. No matter what comes your way, as a man, there is nothing that can stop and slow down a man. Not even himself, because he won't even allow himself to take a break. Because taking a break in a man seems like it's a dishonor or a disservice to himself. It's hard to take a break. And if y'all listen to Jay-Z, his first break he took was like when he's been doing this for so long, he took a break like 2000. I mean, taking a break is hard to do as a man. It's hard to do. Y'all, if y'all know anything about me, I've been doing this shit since Lord knows what, day in and day out. Not every week, not every day, every week, but I go in all the time because it's hard to take a break when so much knowledge to share to you guys and so much to learn and so much to use to grow and all that other stuff. So what I'm saying is I'm showing you what we're listed today as game to soak up what we're talking about. Because even when the world takes away from you, which it will do, you will have the world taken away from you from the outside, your parents. Some of you, your parents will do that. Some of your friends, your relatives, women that you're dating, women that you're married, everybody's going to take from you. But what are you going to do when they take from you? Are you going to rebuild or are you going to fucking cry? Men rebuild, men move on, okay? So let's continue what he was saying. Let's keep going. This is very deep. I love this.
You know, because with more information that you get, you evolve and you grow.
With more information you get, you evolve and you grow. You see, gentlemen, the beautiful thing about information and game is that information elevates you. How can one be elevated when he's always complaining about women, their nature, or women are doing this to guys, and women are bad, and women are evil? How is one to grow? With information gives you a chance to grow as men. You see what I'm saying, guys? You see what I'm saying? It gives you a chance to grow. And that's the thing we want you guys to do, okay? All right? All right. And wait a second. Let me ask Paul. Why do you put race into it? Well, it's not the fact that, listen, no, don't get mad at him. Don't get mad at him. Don't get mad at him. This is not about race. This is about truth, big guy. I'm not here to make things racial. I'm just being honest. See, the thing that you understand about men is that we're honest. A man is honest. And I'm just going off of the conversation that they're having. So nobody's making it about race. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you, and I'm not saying that white people are bad and mean. I'm just telling you what the fuck is. How you feel about it, how you don't, I'm sorry you feel that way, but if you get out of your fucking feelings and listen to what I'm saying, I'm talking about the internal as well. I'm not just discussing the external, and I'm not making this about race. I'm letting people know that, yes, all that game that you think you know, Paul, from those other non-melanin people that think they have game, that ain't fucking game, son. That ain't fucking game at all. Y'all, you don't even know where that shit originated from, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. So learn your history, son. Because everything you think you're learning is not actually game from guys that are complected like you, thinking they talking about shit, and they don't know what the fuck they talking about. So come on, dog. Let's just keep it a buck. I'm not trying to make it a racial thing. I'm just keeping it a buck with you. So if it is not to offend you, and I'm talking more of your mentality, but I'm letting everybody know what the fuck the deal is. I don't care if you're red or green or blue. I don't give a fuck what color you are. Your color has nothing to do with me. I'm just telling you the truth of what's going on if you learn history. But if you understand, see, you got to understand where game originated from. You got to understand where game originated from. This shit you seeing on YouTube today, son. All right? So you good. Don't get mad at them. It's all good. It's all love, man. It's all love. It's all love. We just keeping it a buck here, okay? It's nothing about no race. We're not talking mad and getting mad at races and all this stuff. We just keeping it a buck. And if anybody asks me, I'm going to just say what it is, man. It's what it is. But I'm trying to show you game here, too. So just be patient and listen, okay? Because you cannot shun what is on the outside. You got to do this, right? Game has nothing to do with someone's color. It is their mentality, sir. It is their mentality, okay? So please understand that. So let's continue, guys. Let's keep going. And, Paul, you're okay. No one's mad at you. Here we go.
You know, we haven't had money for a long time, so we don't know how to – we're not professionals at navigating how to communicate.
All right, stop right there. Now, what I'm going to take is not money, not we not having a lot of money for a long time, we don't have to communicate. I'm saying what he's saying with this part of the game I'm using is – a lot of men, I don't care if you're orange, blue, or green. I don't care what color you are. Most of you guys cannot navigate yourself to yourself around women. And when you guys when you guys out there, sit around and start to learn who you are, it is a shift in what you're doing because it becomes scary at that point to be able – so where do I go? Once I obtain information mentally, where do I go? Because things become scary. Because look at this. If all your life you've been building to stand and fail, and thank you, 56 likes, stand and fail, gentlemen. What happens once you start to learn game and you start to succeed? How does one build from succession? And where does one go in his mind? So scary, gentlemen, when you leave the surface and start to work here. It's a very scary thing because where is the first thing I build? What tree do I knock down? What piece of land do I build on? And what do I put there? And when I put that there, is that the first thing I put there? So there's a lot of things in this. And what I'm saying is that he's talking more about what's outside, and we're coming bringing it inside now. But what I'm saying is that there are so many things that they're saying that is true about a lot of you guys out there that begin to learn game. And that's what we want to talk about. And guys, if y'all want to call in, the lines are open. We welcome your questions and all this other stuff. Okay? That's absolutely true. But what most of y'all must understand, as far as those that want to learn game, you must understand that it is that there's so many levels to this. And as this goes on, because I love this, but again, we're going to make it more inside, okay? We're going to make it more inside. This is not about feeling uncomfortable, okay? Because right now, you're always feeling uncomfortable around everybody outside of you. So anything I say to make you feel uncomfortable, you should be used to anyway, and thus that's the problem. But let's keep going. I'm going to just grab bits and pieces. I'm going to keep stopping, but let's keep going. So much more.
From that space.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like you know, you'll have people that where you come from, if you behave in a certain manner, that is not accustomed to where they are, right? Some people haven't evolved past 16.
Oh, shit.
Did y'all hear what the fuck he said? Did y'all hear what he said? Even he knows, the world knows. Some of you guys are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 25, 26, 30, 32, 34, 60, and you have not evolved past 16. You have not evolved past high school. That means you have fallen behind. Now, for some of you guys, unfortunately, maybe it was mom that held you back from the world of learning that the world is a bad place. It's not a bad place and a scary place. It's just a place that doesn't give a fuck about you or me. I'm just being honest with you. But how you handle it, and like Jay-Z was saying, is that a lot of you guys are still stuck in this high school mentality. And this is not a color. This is a mindset. We're in the mind right now. It is a mentality that is holding you back, stopping you from your greatness because you're still in high school, worrying about the girl, worrying about your friends, worrying about what people think about you, worrying about your clothes, and your clothes have to, you got to have the nice car with the rims on it and the booming system on the back of your car so you can say, all eyes on me, look at me. What I'm saying is most of you guys have not evolved past 16. And this is where the problem is. And the worst part about it is, do you actually want to evolve when you're following people that teach you to stay stagnant, to regress? Think about this. And it's a lot of game in this, but let me continue. There's so much game in this. And now guys, you got a question, put a Q in there. I got you covered. We're going to chop it up, but let's keep going with what he's saying. I'm going to keep stopping this shit every time and break it down.
Still stuck in that place. You evolving every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be a threat to them.
Where did that come from? Like,
stop. Let's talk about the threat. Gentlemen, thank you, 62 likes. Hear what he said? That may be a threat to them. But who is them? Who are you a threat to? Number one, you're going to be a threat to your parents because at that point they realize they can't control you anymore. Some of you will become a threat to your church because you will realize what you realize about the church when you realize it. If you do realize it, it's up to you how you see things. You will then become a threat to the marketing and advertisers. But listen to me. This is the good thing. You're not a threat until we become a threat, and we're not. And let me tell you the good news about this. What you guys don't understand in this game is that just like the one percenters that have money, well, being a man is a 0.5%. It's not even a one. It's 0.5. It's a very hard group to be in. It is a very hard place to get into. So if there's 0.5 or 1% man versus 99% surface dwellers, marketers, advertisers, and those that run the country or the world, the families, and I'm not going to get into all that, we're not seen as a threat. Go around. Hey, go and fuck all the women you want. Go and get all the free meals you want. go and get women to pay for it, because even though they're paying, they're still giving to us. So we're fine. So go and get all the free things. Get the free sex. Get the free women. Don't buy any flowers. Don't buy any gifts for them. Don't pay for anything at Christmas time. We don't have to worry about you around Black Friday, Valentine's Day. We don't have to worry about you. You're not a threat to the main cause or the entrapment or the chain. We're not a threat. And not only we're not a threat, okay? HBK, I don't know what you mean. When do you? I don't understand what that means. But what I'm saying is that the reason why we're not actually a threat is because the economy is still moving off of the woman buying us dinners, buying us jewelry, cologne, clothes, watches, shirts, shoes, video games, joysticks, TVs, car accessories, phone accessories, you name it. So if you think about it, even though we are a threat to the world, we're not actually a threat to the bottom line. See, when the bottom line is threatened, it will keep the ecosystem going. So when something comes in that disrupts the ecosystem, they will correct that fuck up. They whatever interrupts it will be corrected. But why man is not corrected? Because we don't dent the ecosystem, because women are still providing to the advertisers and marketers. But even if they wasn't, we're still not a threat, because we're such a small group of individuals that society does not feel threatened by us. Advertisers, marketers, no one is threatened by us that they're not going to get to their bottom line, which is control and money and moving people the way they want to move them. So we're not a threat to politicians. Don't give a fuck about us. Newscasters don't give a fuck. No one cares about us because we're free thinkers, and we're not big enough to fuck with the bottom line. And this is the beautiful thing about manhood. We will never be big enough. We will always be in the upper echelon of the game because of how we move and how we think. And because we do that, gentlemen, because we do that the right way, we're not threatening anything. Okay, Lonzo, if you got a question, but I'm saying, so I hope you understand this. So just to recap, remember, if man came a threat, then we would be corrected, basically. And that's don't worry, we will never be corrected, because we will always be a small group. Marketers, advertisers, everything outside that y'all don't even understand or know about, there is order that must keep going. The economy, everything must keep riding. 98% of you guys must fail. 98% of you guys must pay and take women out, kiss their asses, and not only on external as an I do, but they have to internally have you as a I do here as well versus an I am. Because even when you don't believe in yourself, you're still going to do shit to think that you're actually an I am when you're not. So just understand, for you guys out there that's listening to me, that there's so much depth in what we're talking about today, because you're not a threat. You are a threat, but the threat level is not even high enough to even pay attention to, man, because the economy, the families, and everything that's running, which you see outside your door, will never feel threatened by us. They will allow us to just graze in this world, fucking conquer, take territory, and control narratives, and they don't give a fuck about it because there's not too many of us around doing it. Now, if there was a lot of us doing it, it would get corrected. But right now, the correction is no need, because the powers that be that most of y'all don't understand is that is why this is so powerful and prevalent right now, because the powers that be have to keep those sleeping, and the powers that be cannot wake up the sleeping buy. They this is why the algorithms make it about this. This is why they push this, because advertisers know that they can get more advertising out of the blind sheep by pushing the agenda of the guy that can draw people in who choose to stay asleep. See that? So think about how it works. I complain about women. You know I, and you can't get women, thus you complain. So if you're complaining, so the algorithm is going to be kind and nice to those that bring people over, because guess what? More commercial ads. You see what I'm saying? More commercial ads, more control. So for those that are here, this is why the control is control the masses. This is why they talk about this and push these agendas. Like I told you before, for your guys that's listening, I welcome all you guys here that's listening. You got a question, go ahead and call in, because we're getting deep here. Even though, and I've always told you that, even if you watch the second Matrix, I always keep telling you all this, that nobody keeps telling you all this, but I always keep telling you from the first Matrix, the last Matrix, they even told you the truth and what they said. And again, we will show you this. Let me turn down the banner. But what they said is, here's the thing about feelings. Now, feelings is you and your emotions. You thinking like a woman. You not believing in yourself. You not having a self-concept. You not having laws, rules, codes. You are driven by how you fucking feel. This is the rule of the game that is outside. The thing that this comes from the place where that red pill shit derived from. But they even said it themselves. Here's the thing about feelings. He says that they're much easier to control than facts. But why is he saying that? Because the powers that be that have the control, the marketers, advertisers, women, and all the things, they're easier to control the mass majority of males and surface dwellers out there versus trying to get you to be more of a fact. See, nobody wants to know their truth, because remember, everybody doesn't want to look in the mirror. Remember, the only one that looks into the mirror is a man, but everybody else looks out the window. Remember, where did I tell you about looking out of the window? Let me show if I can show you that. Remember, I'm the only one talks about this. Nobody talks about this. Remember, I told you about the window. Let me see if I can find the window. Remember, I told you guys about the window. Let me see if I can find the window. That's not it. Let me show y'all this. Let me show y'all this. Let me see if I can find it. Because I want y'all to even see it through the window. Give me a second, guys. Lines are open. Let me show y'all this. This is deep. We're getting detailed. Now, remember, this is someone looking out of the window. Even though you look out the window, you will always see a light version of yourself. But who's ever on the other side of said window is going to see you as you are. And what you guys do not understand in the game that y'all guys are learning is that most of you guys out here, again, for a lot of you guys out here that don't understand game and stuff like that, don't understand it. The thing that is very important that we must understand as men is that we don't operate by the rules of the average. So the algorithm doesn't do anything for us. No one, everybody pins against us, and they cannot stop us. So we are the uncontrollable, but we are the controlled. That's why we're uncontrollable. But for those that are not uncontrollable, they are driven by their feelings of how they see a woman, how they feel about themselves. They're always in their feelings, and they don't want to see the fact. The media knows that you don't want to see the fact. If you guys do not believe, they show you every time. If you watch The Boys, if you watch any news article, news show that shows a news thing, like a House of Cards or a political show, watch Boss or the mayor campaign. They will always show you, even me watching fucking Resident Evil, which is a terrible movie. That's a terrible Netflix movie. But even watching Resident Evil, they all do the same thing. They control the masses by feelings and not facts. They control the masses by feelings and not facts. Give you a prime example. There was a commercial a long time ago. that they, and then let me see if I can, I want to show, before I say the commercial, let me see if I can pull the commercial up to show you guys. I got a question going to ask. We're chopping it up. We're going to be here, but I'm going to show y'all some game. You know, I like to show you different sides of the game. Hold on a second. Let me find that. I'm just going to grab a image. I'm going to grab an image. Let me see. Let me give you an image. It's something they had before. All right, so they would control by feelings, okay? And let me find the example, and I guess I can use this one right here. I'll use this example right here. Let me grab it. It's a very small one, but let me use this one. Let me find it. This is not a big one, but I'll grab it, and I'll save it, and I'll upload it. Well, shit, fuck. Hold on, let me see if I can grab this shit. Hold on a second. Give me a second, gentlemen. We're chopping up game, breaking it down in a different perspective today. If y'all got questions, go ahead and ask, and we got you. So let me go ahead and take a photo of this and then upload it to show you what I am getting at. So there's this commercial. Let me grab this. Let me upload it so y'all can understand, because to see it, you must understand what's going on and how the marketing campaigns of feelings over facts changes the narrative of game that most of you guys cannot see or don't see, because we're going to get to the doors in a second. There's so much to talk about, so much to discuss in this. We were definitely getting this, and I got you guys. So let's go ahead and take that off, and let's go ahead and grab the next thing that I have for you guys. And I like to post it. If you give me a chance, give me a second. Let me find it. Here it is. Let me grab it. Let me see if I can load it up. Fuck, man. Let me delete something. Shit, Steven. Oh, here we go. Let me grab this and upload it here. Let me grab. Guys, I got you. Okay, so let me show you what feelings over facts look like, okay? Feelings over facts. So back years ago, gentlemen, I don't know how many years ago. It was probably like a decade ago. Most of you guys don't understand this. A decade ago, I'm going to show you how commercials use feelings to control versus facts by selling you and marketing you. So remember, guys, I'm telling you, the marketers and advertisers are always hunting down weak fools, and I'm not calling you a fool, but they think you're a fool. By what they did right here is they sold a product called Axe Spray. They put a guy in the middle of the goddamn beach, and one time they put him in the middle of an empty stadium or empty city, spray on his body, and all the women everywhere ran to attack him. And that, just off of that commercial, that spray controlled the narrative, making guys think that if you can spray something on your body, that's going to get you faster sex. That's going to get you faster sex, okay? All right? So, well, look, let me tell you something, dude. Look, don't listen. Please don't come here with no silly ass shit. I'm going to kick you out, man. They're not controlling you, you dumb fucker. They're giving you an opportunity. They're giving you an opportunity to travel the world. They're giving you an opportunity to get the GI Bill where you can go to college and pick up a trade. They're giving you the opportunity to save money. They're giving you the opportunity to give you 3 free square meals and room and rent. So what the fuck are you talking about? Man, please shut your fucking ass up. And if you say something again, I'm going to kick you out, man. I don't like people that say that stupid ass shit. Anyway, guys, I got you. Welcome everybody else that's listening. Let me bring in 260 real quick before we continue. 260, how can I help you, sir? What's up? 260 going once. Can I hear you? 260 going once. Hello. 260 going twice. Hello. 260, we cannot hear you. Maybe call back. Let me try to open up the lines through another thing. Hold on 1 second. I don't know if we can hear you, but hold on a second, 260. Maybe because I had to switch to my Rodecaster. Give me a second, 260. Call back in. Let me hang up.